Welcome to the Crude Life Media Network podcast. My name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and talk show host. And on today's episode, we talk with Kirsten Burbank about the yoga business, brick and mortar versus online, and how yoga can not only help your family wellness, but also your professional wellness. In just a moment, our interview with Kirsten Burbank, owner of Mojo Fit Studios. But first, I want to take a moment and remind you good folks to please support our sponsors. They literally keep our lights on. Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. With Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. They're in the business of helping others, and in that case, means helping you. CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com. MBI Energy Services. For more information about MBI Energy Services or to find out their latest job openings, visit MBIEnergyServices.com. That's MBIEnergyServices.com. And now back to our Crude Life podcast with today's guest, Kirsten Burbank, owner of Mojo Fit Studios.
Two different types of yoga owners. One is a brick and mortar, and the other one is an online. So I'm pretty excited about this. But let's start off with the brick and mortar. That's the traditional, where you actually have a physical yoga space. Why don't you start off by explaining the difference between like the brick and mortar versus the online part, since we kind of have the juxtaposition sitting right here. So, Kirsten, we'll start with you. Difference between the brick and mortar and the online from your perspective.
The difference in the business is probably the biggest thing is you have to have a staff. I mean, if you're going to invest in brick and mortar, you are making that commitment to not only the bills and the heat and all that kind of stuff, but you really are making commitment to managing a team. And so that's much different. I have told our teacher trainers, and Ashley and I have talked about, if you are a yoga teacher that is really just passionate about teaching yoga all the time, brick and mortar is not the place for you to be. If you're interested more in the business side of it, then maybe you go into owning a studio space. But I definitely spend more of my time managing people and bills and space than I do actually getting to enjoy teaching.
And let's just start off by yoga is your product. Okay.
Correct.
So
yeah.
Talk to me about yoga just as the product itself, you know, as just the industry, as just kind of the peace of mind that it brings.
Yep. Yoga has evolved into many different branches for different people. We kind of focus a little bit more on the fitness. That doesn't mean that we don't have the meditation style and all of that, but we do have a primary focus of more of the power yoga. And it has evolved a lot over the years. It's transitioned into, in some cases, a fitness level. That's why we're called Mojo Fitness. But we also get to bring some of the traditional yoga stuff in as well by practicing some inner calm and inner peace and just bridging that connection of our clients may come in for fitness, but they also get this added value of kind of calming their mind and finding a little bit more peaceful place.
Which we're finding out in Western medicine is more and more important to our health, to our workplace health, to our family health, to our, like I said, first, our overall health in terms of cardiovascular, in terms of stress.
Yep.
Stress, the number one killer on the planet.
Right.
So.
Yes.
Yoga is a way to de-stress. Hot yoga, words I can't pronounce yoga, yoga swings.
Yeah.
It's really become quite an industry to where, I'll compare it to, say, the karate industry. When I was growing up, there was karate.
Right.
And then taekwondo came.
Yep.
And then now you've got Brazilian jiu-jitsu with 47 different versions.
Yeah.
Yoga seems like that, to where it's becoming a little more specialized, and it seems like the trainers and the educators are continuing their education. Is that why we're becoming more specialized, or is it because we're discovering new rocks that work?
I think it's twofold. I think that the students look for a little deepening in their practice, and one way for us to give them that is for us to find variations and get educated in different spaces of yoga, so that we bring a little something different to them so they can continue to grow in their practice rather than just coming to the same type every time. Ashley will probably speak to this a little bit, but she's trained in something called Budokan, which is actually a bridging of that martial arts and yoga together. And so it's just a little different spin. It's also a way for the teachers to sort of get their own niche. So if you look at it from like a, not that yoga teachers are doctors by any means, we say that all the time, but if you look at it from like a a doctor might find a special niche to practice in. A yoga teacher might do the same thing, where they're going to focus on. We have one teacher right now that's currently doing some extra education on chair yoga to help with people who may not be able to do the traditional poses and they need the chair, or Budokan, which is the martial arts end. Yoga Bridge, which is a really advanced level of yoga.
I love it.
Yeah, it's.
I love the name.
Yeah,
I love everything about it.
It's a lot of fun, but yeah, I think that there it's both. It's the student need, but also the teacher's ability to evolve and desire to evolve.
I can't get over Budokan. It sounds like a festival. Come on out to Budokan.
The Way of the Spiritual Warrior.
The Way of the Spiritual Warrior. That might be bigger than Woodstock. I mean, next question I had for you is, industry over the last 10 years, it's grown pretty significantly. I don't know if it's because of movies. I don't know if it's because of the specialization. I'm not sure if it's because of just the influence from the NFL and some of the male athletes. Because back in the 70s, hippies were basically, that's it, right?
Right.
I mean, and you had to be a very special kind of hippie to do yoga. Now, you know, you've got professional athletes that do it on a daily and promote it. You've got singers and you've got health professionals. What's caused this acceptance over the last 10 years, in your opinion? You know,
I think that we like to think that it's because the act of doing yoga is life-changing. I mean, someone who moves into an active yoga practice, I fell into yoga from a corporate job because I was having a hard time managing my own life and was able to sort of find that balance. And today we move so quickly and we oftentimes don't even check in with ourselves. So it's just like next thing. And by coming into a yoga class and not only, yes, maybe doing some of the physical movements, but also taking that time to do a self-check-in can be very life-changing for people. And then that word spreads a little bit, like, oh my gosh, I changed my life because of yoga. And then all of a sudden their friend comes in. I think that's one part of it. I'd say, from this business perspective, when we started getting referrals from physicians and doctors, I think that also their acceptance of yoga as a practice has been really big on our particular business as well.
Anecdotal medicine. I've heard claims from people who have fixed everything from hernias to, I don't know, shingles, we'll say, through yoga. I mean, and I don't know about shingles, but it was something, some kind of viral thing that they swear was through yoga. Anecdotally speaking, obviously you're not a doctor, and you can't say that this is a New England Journal of Medicine.
Sure.
What have you experienced either through observation, clients, or in colleagues that have challenged Western medicine?
Sure. Yes, we say all the time, we are not doctors. We are not trained as doctors. We are not even close. I've certainly seen people become healthier, themselves become healthier because of yoga. You know, curing shingles is probably a bit of a stretch, but like you said, stress it is huge. It's bigger than I think people recognize. And I think people are under more stress than they recognize day to day. And when you start to decompress that stress and you, I think it's amazing what the body starts to heal itself and recover from. So I'd say that the stress reduction is probably bigger, and whether or not shingles are being induced because of stress, maybe there's
terrible example by me. The hernia one was real. I did talk to someone who swore that meditation and yoga healed their hernia.
Huh.
And I have no idea why I threw shingles out there, but like I said, terrible example, but at least you understood where I was coming from.
Yeah, no, I understand. And maybe for people who are a little more stationary and you start to move the body and you start to increase that blood flow and you start to send oxygen into the blood through the deep breaths and all of that. I certainly think that if I had a physician here, they would say that's going to be good for you, and you're going to start to see physical benefits from it.
Is yoga just pretty much getting us Americans back to the basics?
I think so.
I do too.
Yeah.
I mean, the way you were explaining that, I'm like going, oh, so we just pretend that we're a child again.
Right.
Remember how to breathe. Right. And then pretty much everything out in the atmosphere will take care of us, you know, for the most part.
The breathing part is the, I had read a yoga article once that said, as Americans, we were only breathing into like a very limited percentage capacity of our lungs, just due to the mm-hmm. high anxiety and stress that we're under. And when you take the time to use that full capacity, people were having.
I've done that. I do the breathing exercises. I've done it. Just yesterday when I went for about a 5 mile run, mm-hmm. and I was consciously trying to do deep my breath, my yep. breathing, because it's so easy to just breathe however is easiest while you're running, and trying to breathe through my nose and trying to get it into the lung was so hard. I mean, I had actually stopped 3 times. During my 5 mile run yesterday, which is the first time I've had to do that in a long time.
Yeah.
But I consciously, because of this interview, actually, because I'm going, okay, I got to start mentally preparing for this interview. Well, I knew it was coming up, so I was thinking about it, right? Because I know better.
Yeah.
But yeah, were you going to say something?
No, yeah. Oh. That's...
So anyway, I wanted to put that. We do. It's almost like getting back to the basics. Mm-hmm. And in business, a lot of times, that's what they tell you a lot of times is just go back to that business plan. Mm-hmm. So go back to your health business plan
right.
and kind of combine the two, I guess. Okay, merchandise, because you've got to get running here in just a couple minutes. Yep. So do you sell merchandise? I'm sure it's not a big portion of your revenue, but I imagine it takes care of some Christmas presents or something.
Sure.
Talk about your merchandise sales, and do you offer them online, or do you only do it here?
We don't offer them online right now because some of our merchant agreements do not allow us to sell online.
Sure.
We really provide merchandise in the studio to cater towards what our clients
right.
would like. I mean, out front, it's a small space. Our actual branded merchandise does pretty well.
With your name and logo?
With our name and logo.
Oh, great.
Just sold a sweatshirt today.
Yeah. I'm kind of working on a new line to launch, but in the past, the stuff that we've had has gone over really well, which is a surprise to me, honestly.
So when you're talking about branded merchandise, your own branded merchandise, mm-hmm. You use a printer or a vendor.
Yep.
And is it just pretty much the stuff that you would expect a yoga person to have, or do you get into keychains and other things too?
I don't like to waste money, so I don't like to spend a whole lot of stuff on taking chances like that. But we've dabbled into a few different things. We have when you walk in here, we try to hit all the senses. So we have you'll notice that there's a smell of the studio. Mm-hmm. We have some of our own custom oil blends that we use. So we sell those blends and we sell the smell. We have a Lululemon agreement. We're the only retailer.
I'm sorry?
A Lululemon agreement.
Lululemon?
Lululemon.
If you got an exclusive agreement or agreement with them, who is that? What is that?
They're probably one of the number one.
They're high-end.
Yeah, they're okay. A high-end yoga brand. We're the only retailer in North Dakota. So we do a lot of sales with them, and we keep them pretty exclusive in the studio, so I don't bring a whole lot of other physical brands in other than them.
Would you be considered a higher end? Would your client, your customers be higher end? By that I mean, I suppose upper middle class and above. And I'm, you know, anybody can do it. Don't get
sure.
me wrong, but we're talking about, you know, this is like a health membership,
right.
you know, that type of thing. So this would be something that would be people would choose to do outside of their basics.
Right.
Who's your customer base?
Yeah, I mean, I guess naturally it kind of falls into that. We'd like to think.
By the way, restaurants are too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'd like to think that we could make yoga accessible for everyone, but as we were kind of talking about the brick and mortar and stuff before, I try to pay my teachers for what I feel that they're worth, and I feel like that's a little higher than they would probably make at any other place. Mm-hmm. I like to have my sort of pick on really, really high-end teachers, and that costs money, and the brick and mortar costs money, and the spa-like space costs money. And so the per rate class is a higher than you'll find at maybe a yoga or a yoga class in a gym.
Oh, it would be? Okay.
Yeah.
So it would be a few bucks more.
It would be a little bit more expensive. So I think that naturally puts us into a little bit higher market.
You know, but that's where the saying "you get what you pay for" comes in,
mm-hmm. Right? Yes.
I mean, in all honesty,
yep.
You get what, and people who listen to our programs understand quality.
Yep.
They like the idea of, no offense, cost cutters.
Right.
They like the idea of going to a professional, person who has customers and clients and has a reputation on the line versus you don't know who you're getting, chop shop, as we call it
right.
In business, chop shop. But it seems to me like you reach out to the public. If I was talking to Ashley a little bit before the interview, and she's doing things in the park and that sort of thing. So you're making your style and your brand accessible to the masses.
Right. We do try. I mean, we are, as a group of yoga teachers, pretty passionate about yoga in general and making it accessible to all that want to practice. Now, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean, I mean, if I was a gazillionaire and I could offer free yoga classes to everyone, I would. But we still have to pay the bills. On the other hand, we do have opportunities to provide some event classes and donation classes and things like that that are a little bit more accessible if someone wants to come in and practice.
This is the calmest conversation about finances I've ever had in my life. Actually, Jason Blake, the former professional athlete from Moorhead, Minnesota, played for the Kings. That was calm, too, out of the blue. He was talking about commissions to his agent, and he didn't get upset at all. Anyway, final question for you here, and then we'll let you get to your next appointment. We'll transition Ashley in. But talk about your business, how people can find you. We're going to transition Ashley into the teaching seminar you got coming up, where if people want to become yoga instructors, they can enroll in your college or your university, Yoga University. So talk about that, talk about your business and how people can spend some money with you.
Yeah, anytime. You can look at all of, we just launched a new website a couple of months ago, so everything is accessible through there now. Our schedules are all kept up to date. We run a summer and a winter schedule, so the winter schedule transitions over in September. All the pricing is on there. Everybody gets their first 30 days for $30. So it's a nice way for people to step in and just try it out, try all the different classes. We offer heated yoga classes, hot yoga classes, non-heated classes. We have a pretty decent prenatal yoga program along with bar fitness. And then we're launching a boot camp next week as well. So lots of different, we try to make it so if our clients are coming here and they're holding memberships, they get the full round of experience. MojoFitStudios.com. So
MojoFitStudios.com.
You got it. Thank you.
You mentioned memberships.
Yep.
So people can buy a monthly membership here like a gym.
Yep.
And then they get certain amount of classes included with that, or how does that work?
Correct. So for $99 a month, you can do an auto pay membership. So that's unlimited classes per month. We run anywhere between 6 to 8 or 9 classes a day. And so we've really expanded on the offerings and number of classes. Our auto pay members also get discounts on our event classes. So on Sunday, we're doing yoga brunch on the rooftop of the Hodo downtown. And our auto pay members all got 15% off that if they were.
I was going to say the membership really, when you mentioned $99 a month, for those people who know yoga and the pricing, just by going a couple days a week, you're getting a bargain right there.
You really do. The breakout is if you're coming, you know,
8 times.
Well, even 10, 11 times a month, you're really getting a steal.
Yeah.
If you come 8, you're getting it for cheaper than you. It really is in comparison to a lot of other markets. Like we talked about before, yoga is actually fairly new to this community. Mm-hmm. So if you were to go to other markets, you would definitely be paying more than that. We also do punch cards, though. So for some of our clients, they jump around to different boutique places in town, or they have other gym memberships. So we have 10 and 20 packs that don't expire. People can use them as they'd like if they're really just interested in the yoga. Our memberships kind of cater to someone who's looking for a little more full-rounded fitness, and they do bar classes and maybe our Tabata classes. But we also have those options of packages for those that just do yoga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it, yeah.
Nice to meet
you. We'll transition Ashley in now.
And that was Kristen Burbank with Mojo Fit Studios. To listen to this podcast or other podcasts, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly newsletter. We're also on social media. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel. And I'd like to take this time once again to thank you for supporting our Crude Life Media Network sponsors, Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. With Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. They're in the business of helping others. And in this case, that means helping you create wealth and abundance for your business. Check them out online at coachingwithhatch.com. Coachingwithhatch.com. MBI Energy Services. For more information about MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job openings, visit their website, www.mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. And that's it for this episode of the Crude Life Podcast. My name is Jason Spies. We'll see you next time. Because we're back to the way. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.